Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Nick writes in with a practical question. His dad has remarried and his stepmom goes to a different kind of church. She is apostolic. And he says, my mom's church believes that the only evidence you have that the Holy Spirit is in you is if you speak in a tongue. They believe that if you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit and therefore are not saved. How do I answer this belief, says Nick?
Well, you answer it in a couple of ways. One is to go to 1 Corinthians 12 at the end of the chapter and read how Paul said, not all Christians speak in tongues. It's just as explicit as you can get, right around verse 29 or so. I don't remember the exact verse. He asked, do all speak in tongues? Do all prophesy? And the clear answer is no. That's the first place I'd go, is not all speak in tongues. Secondly, I would go to Romans and notice Romans 3:28. We hold that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Faith alone is the means by which we are united to Christ and justified. And so I think insisting on some subsequent thing like tongues as an instrument of salvation would go against faith alone. So those two things would, in my judgment, nullify that belief that you got to speak in tongues in order to be a Christian. That's just, if you read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, which is where tongues are dealt with most in a most focused way, you're going to see Paul dealing with tongues in a very different way than that kind of requirement. He is trying his best to minimize the use of tongues, not maximize the use of them, because they're getting the church into all kinds of difficulty. So, end of chapter 12, do all speak in tongues? No. Romans, are we justified by tongues? No, we're justified by faith.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.